弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning brothers and sisters。
我们刚才读这个圣经里面谈到了猪。
So we are in the passage we actually read about pigs。
假设我问一个问题啊，假设你看到一头猪掉进粪坑里，它爬不上来，你愿不愿意跳下去把它抓上来？
So I ask you a question. If you see a pig actually fell into a pool of pig's waste, will you jump into the pool and then try to save the pig's life?
我看到很多人都开始摇头了。
So I see many people actually shake their heads。
我就讲我自己的一个经历。
I'm going to share my personal experience with you.
在我读初中的时候呢，有一天我妈跟我说，你看住我们家新买的那头猪。
So when I was in middle school, my mom asked me to take care of a pig that we just purchased.
这头猪不小，六七十斤。
So this is quite a big pig. It's about 60 to 70 pounds.
因为是新买来的，它不听话，它到处跳。
So because the pig was new to our house, so he didn't know the rules.
他说跳出了猪圈到处跑。
So this pig ran all over the place, and he actually jumped out of his confine, and then he was like.
然后我就拿着一只棍子，一根棍子想把他赶回去。
So I had a staff in my hand, a stick in my hand, and I was trying to like, you know.
突然那个猪一滑，一下掉进粪坑里了。
However, this pig accidentally fell into the pool of pig's waste.
因为那个粪坑呢是半封闭式的，猪如果游进去的话，就可能逼死在里面。
However, this pool was kind of semi-closed, so this pig.Went any further, he could have drowned.
我一看吓一跳，赶紧就跳下这个猪粪坑。
I was in shock, but then I jumped right into the pool.
然后呢？
With the pig.
然后我抓住猪的后腿一甩。
So I grabbed his onto his hind legs and then like I swung him up.
然后就把那个猪啊甩在干地上。
So this pig was saved onto a dry land.
然后回去我就自己换了裤子，换了衣服，然后自己洗了一下，安安静静的，都不敢告诉我老妈。
So I went home, I stayed quiet, then I cleaned myself and changed all my clothes. I did not dare to tell my mother.
因为我害怕说我妈责备我，任务没做好。
Because I did not want to be criticized by my mom and saying that I didn't do my job well.
但是可能你觉得哇，怎么猪跳进猪粪坑呢？你要去跳，人也跳进猪粪坑救猪，这个好像很难呐、啊，对不对
？Some people are probably surprised that I actually did that, that I jump into the pool of pig's waste with the pig.
你不会这么做。
Some people may say, well, I'll never do that.
但我为什么跳进去了呢
？Why did I do that?
因为我觉得这个猪的生命很重要。
Because I felt that the pig's life was very important.
所以说我要跳。
And that's why I jumped into it.
其实我们很多时候，我们做一件事情的选择的方式和态度呢，反映了我们看重什么。
So that whatever we do, indeed in our lives, reflects our value.
你不跳，因为你看重自己的干净，可能。
If you chose not to jump into the pool with the pig, maybe it means that you value your own cleanliness.
我当时选择跳了。
Yourself better than the pig.
我当时选择跳，可能我就看中了那个猪，因为那背后有我妈妈的命令。
Because at that point, I value the pig more than myself because behind me there was my mother watching over me.
主耶稣的每一个行动呢？他的选择，他的做事，其实也都在反映着他看重什么。
So if we look at Jesus, and look at what he did, that actually also reflects whatever he values the best.
马可福音第一章就说到，耶稣基督他在他长大的时候。
So in the book of Mark, it's talking about growth of the life of Jesus.
他就在加利利开始传讲。
He started talk about the gospel, the good news in Galilee.
日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
So he said that the time has come. He said the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news.
然后在马可福音第四章，就耶稣就向他的门徒谈论生命之道和人对这个道的反应。
So in the book of Mark in chapter 4, he talked about the way of life and talked about what is important in life.
然后接着就讲到耶稣要渡过这个加利利海。
And then after that, he was going to sail through the Sea of Galilee.
在这个渡海的时候发生了什么事情呢？
And what happened when he was on the sea?
那就是海里起了大风浪，门徒们吓得要死。
There was a storm coming, and then all the disciples were very afraid.
然后耶稣就制止了这个风浪。
And Jesus actually calmed down the storm.
因为在当时人的观念里面，这个海里面为什么常常起风浪呢？
Back then, people think that the reason behind all these storms in the sea. Was,
当时的人就认为在海里有鬼怪居住。
And they thought there's like a monsters or a ghost that causes that to happen.
他们常常兴风作浪。
So these ghosts or these monsters are evil spirits that causes the big waves and the storm to happen.
所以说耶稣止息风浪背后还有个更深的意思。
So the deeper meaning behind Jesus calming the storm was,
那就是耶稣战胜了海里的鬼怪。
Jesus overcoming the evil spirit, the monsters or the ghost in the sea.
让风浪止息。
So then Jesus could calm the storm.
而格勒森呢是加利利海的另外一边。
Gerasen is on the other side of the Sea of Galilee.
是犹太人和外邦人的杂居的地方。
It's a place mixed with Jewish people and Gentiles.
但主要是以外邦人为主。
And the majority of people are actually Gentile.
因为在海岸呢，那个格勒森海岸呢是石灰岩。
And along the seashore, these actually limestones.
经过海水冲洗了，就自然形成了很多天然的洞。
And these limestones were the sea water actually eroded away the limestone and caused a lot of caves.
这些洞呢，就成了格勒森人天然的坟墓。
So these caves became a natural tombs for people in Jerusalem.
所以耶稣他们从水里面来，从水路来到格勒森呢，要上岸的时候，自然就要经过这些坟场。
So when people cross the Sea of Galilee and go to Gerasen, they will pass through these tombs.
但是可以想一想，耶稣为什么要选择做这样的一件事情？
And can we think about a reason why Jesus did that?
他为什么要去到一个以外邦人为主的格勒森？
Why did Jesus go to Gerasen where there's mostly Gentile?
他为什么要经过一个在犹太人看来不洁净的坟墓之地呢？
Why does he pass by a place where there's all these tombs and that's considered to be unclean?
接下来发生的事情就是我们今天所读的经文就给出了很好的解答。
We can find answers in the story following that.
耶稣一下船呢，就有一个被巫鬼附着的人从坟墓里迎着耶稣走过来。
So since Jesus get off the boat, this man who was evil possessed actually ran to him and knelt down.
这个人是一个什么样的人呢？
And what kind of man is this?
这个人是一个用铁链都捆不住的人。
And this is a man who actually could not be subdued by any kind of chains.
因为当用铁链捆住他的手脚的时候，都被他挣断。
So is there any kind of chains on his hands or his feet are broken by him?
没有人能够制服他。
So nobody could subdue him.
不但如此，
Not only so.
这个人常常还在夜里在坟墓和山中喊叫，用石头打自己。
And this person actually at night or in the odd times he would be shouting and screaming and he even cut himself with stones.
圣经里面说这个人是被鬼附的人。
So in the Bible it says that this person was actually being possessed.
被鬼附是不是一件好事呢？
Is it a good thing to be possessed?
哇，是一件可怕的事情。
It's actually a really scary thing.
他这个人本身受着很大的痛苦。
And this person is actually struggling himself as well.
他同时也给别人带来了痛苦和破坏。
At the same time, he brought the pain and struggling on people around him.
所以周围的人只好把他赶离。
That's why those people actually drive him out.
让他去住在基本上没有人去的海边。
So to let him stay at a place where nobody else wants to go.
坟墓那边。
And it's in the tombs.
这个被巫鬼附着的人，他和耶稣相遇呢，也非常的一个特别。
And the meeting of this devil possessed man and Jesus was quite strange too.
第二节的经文说，这个人就迎着耶稣走过去。
In the verse 2, it says that this person went to Jesus.
第六节说，他远远看见耶稣就跑过来什么拜他。
And it's verse 6 says that when he saw Jesus, he went to Jesus and he knelt down.
而在第七节到第十三节的经文里面呢，你读起来可能有一点点困惑。
From verse 7 to verse 13, the description could be a little confusing for a lot of us.
因为一个被鬼附的人呢，他常常表现出好像有两个。
For a person to be possessed, a lot of times when he speaks, it could be two ways.
有两个人一样的。
This is like two people talking.
不知道你们 可能在农村的人有经历过看到过、
maybe some people had experienced witnessing this kind of phenomena.
在很多好像大城市这种情况越来越少了。
However, in big cities or metropolitan, you probably didn't get, don't get to see.
而在这里的经文所记载的第七节到第十三节的内容呢，是耶稣和附着在这个人身上的鬼的互动。
So we understand that verses 7 through 13 was talking about the conversation between Jesus and the evil spirit that is in this man.
鬼借着人说话和耶稣讨价还价。
So this, this evil spirit in this man was actually bargaining with Jesus.
但是耶稣却执意要把鬼赶到海里面去。
But Jesus wanted to drive this demon out to the sea.
结果这个鬼呢，是他的名字叫群，很多的意思。
So the evil spirit's name is called legion because there's many of them.
结果就附着在2000头猪身上。
So then this is the evil spirit actually went to the pigs. That's a number about 2000 of them.
接下来的事情也很有意思。
And whatever happened, whatever happened after that was quite interesting as well.
这群被鬼附着的2000头猪呢，很快就一个个的闯下了山崖，掉在海里面死掉了。
So those 2000 pigs actually one by one went down the steep coast and then like jump into the sea.
我们可以想象一下。
So let's visualize that.
假设说这2000头猪不掉进海里，往村庄里跑会怎么样？
So think about if these 2,000 pigs did not go to the sea, instead they went into the village, what's going to happen?
这2000头被鬼附着的猪如果跑到村庄里面，跑到人群居住的地方，那个鬼可不可能从猪身上跳到人身上呢？
So can you imagine that, what if all these, the 2,000 pigs went to the village, and the spirit actually went from those pigs to human beings?
那如果这样的会造成多大的破坏呢？
So what kind of destruction that would be?
看来这两千头猪掉进海里是一个好的结果。
So in a sense, all these 2,000 pigs went into the sea and got drowned was a good thing.
因为这些鬼呢，附着在猪身上的鬼呢，又回到了他们该在的地方，那就是海里。
Because the evil spirit actually returned back to where they belong, which is the sea.
他们又被囚禁在海里了。
So they are locked up in the sea.
这样看来，这样那2000头猪都掉进海里死了，是一个好的选择，好的结局。
So, it looks to us that this is actually a good ending with the 2,000 pigs drowned in the sea.
结局好，虽然好，但是没有结束。
So it might be a good ending, but it's not done yet.
因为有2000头猪都死了，放猪的人就逃跑了。
So, because 2,000 pigs died, so those who actually watched, those pigs ran away.
他为什么要跑呢？肯定是被吓坏了。
Why did they go away? Maybe they're terrified.
一方面是被耶稣的行动把他吓着了。
On the one hand, they were terrified by what happened, by the action of Jesus.
另一方面是害怕，主人问起他，这两千头猪去哪里了呢？他也怕得要命。
On the other hand, they're also afraid of being asked by their masters for the 2,000 pigs.
我可以体会，因为有一头猪掉进猪粪坑，我就要把它抓起来。
I could understand what he said, their feelings, because for me, I only had to watch one pig and I was terrified.
这个放猪的人呢，就把很多人都招来了，有城里的人、乡下的人，也应该包括了猪的主人。
Those who watched the pigs went to the went to town and then tell everybody, including his masters.
招来了这一群人做了什么呢？
And then those people, the pig watchers, gather those people for what reason?
那群人来到这里的时候，首先是看到一个被鬼附着的人变成了一个正常的人，他穿着衣服，神志清醒。
So what did those people from the town see when they see the demon possessed man? They saw that he was in his right mind and he was dressed in normal clothes.
哇，一个被鬼附着的人。一个被当地人看为祸害的人现在正常了，变成了一个好人，是不是大家就该大声喊耶、yeah, 太好了。
So when they see that this man who used to be a man of destruction, a man of being possessed, now that in his right mind being normal, shouldn't everybody shout out and say yay, that's great?
结果这群人的反应不是这样的。
However, these people did not respond that way.
他们的反应是害怕。
They are afraid.
怕什么呢？
Why are they afraid?
这件事情怎么回事？
Oh, they are like, what's going on?
这个人怎么会好？
So how come this person was healed?
我们的猪为什么要死？
How come our pigs have to die?
他们怕耶稣。
So they're afraid of Jesus.
虽然有人跟他们讲了这个发生的过程。
So somebody although the pig watchers explained to them what happened.
但是众人却是央求耶稣离开。
However, the crowd asked and pleaded Jesus to leave.
众人央求耶稣离开。
And they pleaded with Jesus to leave them.
你想想众人的央求会不会变成一个逼迫呢？
Do you think that this pleading from the crowd could have become some sort of a persecution?
这群人却是要求耶稣必须离开这里。
So they asked Jesus to leave their place.
耶稣就只好上船离开这里。
So Jesus got on the boat and left.
哇，一件好的事情发生了这里，变成了一个坏的结局。
So what could have been a really great ending ended up being not so great.
耶稣赶出了乌鬼，拯救了人，却被赶走了。
So Jesus drove out the demons, and he saved this man, but then he was driven away.
这件事情结束了吗？
Is this the end of the story?
还没有。
Not yet.
那位身上被乌鬼赶走的人呢？他也恳求要跟耶稣一起走。
Because we realize that this once was possessed man asked to go with Jesus.
但是耶稣没有同意。
But Jesus did not.
对他说：“你回家去吧，到你的亲友那里，将主为你所做那么大的事情和怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。”
So he told this man to go back and tell everybody about what happened to him and how he was saved by Jesus.
然后这个人就真的是这么去做了。
So this person did what Jesus asked him to.
他不但在格拉森这里传讲耶稣，而且在是一个更大的地区底加坡里传扬耶稣。
So not only did he talk about that in his own town, Jerusalem, he also went to a bigger area, Decapolis, to talk about it.
当然也包括了这群格拉森人。
And also including the people of his own town.
虽然他们拒绝耶稣。
Although these people reject Jesus.
但耶稣还是继续给他们机会。
But Jesus gave them another chance.
来继续来认识耶稣。
So then they'll have a chance to know Jesus.
认识了耶稣，看中了一个被人厌弃的疯子。
So then they can learn what's valuable in Jesus' eye. And Jesus actually valued the possessed man more than the 2,000 pigs.
世人要把他隔离。
And people want to separate from the possessed man.
但耶稣却走近他。
But Jesus went to him.
拯救他。
And saved him.
让他成为正常的人。
And help him so that he can become normal again.
让他成为一个为耶稣做见证的人。
And so that he can also further to witness for Jesus.
这个故事美好的结局。
So this is a good ending.
在这段经文里面呢，我们确实能够看得出来鬼好不好呢。
So from the passage, can we learn, what can we learn from the passage? Do we know that the evil spirits are good or bad?
不好。
It's not good.
他让人，他破坏人。
Because it brings destruction.
是让人发疯。
And it disturb your mind.
它也破坏人和人的关系。
Also destruct the relationship between people.
感谢主耶稣。
Praise Jesus.
他把这群乌鬼赶到海里去了。
Because he drove these demons into the sea.
不过有意思的是什么呢？
What's interesting though?
是格拉森附近的这群人。
Is that the people in Jerusalem?
他们面对耶稣的反应是央求耶稣离开。
Their response to what Jesus had done for them is to ask him to leave them.
我们虽然不是他们，但也可以来揣测一下他们的心理。
So we may not be in one of the crowd, but we could also try to think why they're doing so.
他们以前是把这个被乌鬼附着的人赶到坟墓那边去住。
So in the past, these people actually separate this possessed man and ask him to stay in the tombs.
这个行为不太好。
This is not a good thing to do.
但我们也可以觉得是无奈之举，没有办法。
But maybe we can understand why they did that, because they don't have any other better way to handle it.
因为在我们农村，我也看到过这样的事情。
Where I grew up in the countryside, I have witnessed something like that before too.
我亲戚家就有这样一个人。
In my relative's family, there was one man.
有一天他突然就不正常了。
All of a sudden one day he became not normal.
但是他偶尔也是正常的。
So sometimes it was okay, sometimes it is not normal.
但是你不知道他什么时候会不正常。
But we don't know when he's gonna be not normal.
结果他的太太被他打得头破血流跑了。
So it happened that his wife was actually beaten by him when he was not in his right mind, so that the wife ran away.
他的邻居也被他打得住进医院。
Sometimes his neighbors got beaten up by him, and then the neighbors ended up being in the hospital.
结果他而且常常自残。
And a lot of times this man also hurt himself.
结果他的家人呢就把他捆在屋子里那个角落里面。
So that his family ended up having to bind him in the corner of the house.
过着暗无天日的生活，直到悲惨的死去。
So he actually lived in darkness and until the day he died.
而住在格勒森这一群人呢也一样。
So the people in Gerizim also did something very similar.
他们没有能力把附在这个人身上的乌鬼赶出去。
They're unable to drive the demon out of this possessed man.
他们面对这样一个被鬼附着的好像疯子的人，他们要自保。
So in order to save themselves, they have to do something to this possessed man.
让他远离人群。
So then they have to keep him away from the crowd.
但是这个问题真正得到解决了吗
？However, did what they do actually solve the problem?
没有。
No.
因为谁都不知道这个被乌鬼所附着的人什么时候会跑回来，他们住的地方又对他们带来破坏。
Because nobody knows whether this man is going to come back to the village and do any harmful things to anybody in the village.
可以说他们是没有平安的。
So then these people actually do not have true peace.
这就是一个困境。
So this is a very difficult situation for them.
人有的困境。
And this is like a difficult situation for human beings.
在困境的里面呢，人无法解套走出来。
In such a situation, you feel like there's no other way out.
现在一种不好的状态里面。
And this is a difficult situation.
也造成了一些关系的破裂。
And by coming up with some solutions, it causes a problem in relationships.
这个关系不仅仅是人和别人，有的时候也包括人我们自己和人自己内部。
So the damage in the relationship is both in between people and within ourselves.
在这段经文里面，那个困境就是乌鬼。
And then what's the cause of the difficult situation? The story is the evil spirit.
不过格勒森这群人后来的反应却显出他们的一些更深的一些东西呢。
However, we can see a little more about these people in Gerizim from the story.
耶稣赶出乌鬼，让很多的鬼附在两千头猪身上，然后闯下山去死了。
Jesus drove out the legion of evil spirits and make them to go into the pigs and make the pigs to go into the sea and die.
乌鬼掉在海里，好事情。
So it's actually a good thing that the legion of the evil spirit actually drowned in the sea.
这个以前带来破坏的人好了，好事情。
The man who used to cause trouble now is back to his right mind, and that's a good thing.
因为可以说耶稣带给他们是一方的安宁了。以前整个地方这群人都不安宁，现在耶稣来施展他的拯救，这群人都安宁了。
So we can see that Jesus actually went and he showed his way to save these people. He actually gave true peace to the rest of the people.
但是他们却害怕要把耶稣逼走。
However, these people were afraid, and then they actually asked Jesus to leave.
表现出来，他们好像更愿意维持原来的状态。
And it looks as if they would rather have the situation where they used to have.
耶稣解决了他们的问题，带来了好，对他们带来了好处，但是却被他们拒绝。
So Jesus solved their problem. He brought some good things to them. However, he was being asked to leave.
我们可以看得出来，这群人看重的到底是什么
？So we can see that what is most valuable in these people's mind.
可能他们更看重了这群猪，看重了屋子。
Maybe they think that the 2,000 pigs are more valuable because they're more, they think that the material possession is more important.
在人的生命价值和这群猪的价值比较当中，他们选择了什么呢
？So between the value of human life or the value of pigs.Value, which one did they pick?
他们选择了猪。
They chose the pigs.
他们把人的生命和灵魂的人的灵魂的宝贵呢拉低了。
So they actually suppress the value of the human life and the human spirit.
拉到了一群不如一群猪的地步。
And the level of human life is even less than the value of the pig's life.
当人把别人的生命价值拉低的时候，是不是也在把他自己的生命价值拉低呢？
When you pull down the value of other people's lives, are you also pulling down the value of your own life?
这群人本身，他们自己好像也愿意陷在被鬼附带来的困扰里面。
It looks like as if they prefer themselves to be in the same situation as being possessed by evil spirits.
也可以说，他们自己也处于一种被拉低的状态里面。
So it looks as if these people were also in a situation where their lives are pulled down to be below the lives of the pigs.
这反映了什么？
What does that reflect?
那一个被鬼附着的人，鬼附在是他的肉体的上面。
So for the possessed man, we know that the evil spirit possesses his body.
而另外一群人，他们的内心里面有什么呢？
However, for the rest of the people, what's happening in their heart?
另外一群人的内心里面好像表达出来是冷漠。
However, we see that there's apathy in their heart.
他们的心被利益抓住。
Because their heart is all filled with materialistic possessions.
内心的冷漠。
So they're cold in their hearts.
表现出来，他们其实也是不自由的人。
So we can see that they're also people who are in bondage.
他们也是被破坏的人。
They're also being persecuted, being distracted.
鬼附在人的外面破坏人。
So evil spirit could possess your body to destroy you.
是一个痛苦。
And that's a bad thing.
一个问题。
It's a suffering, it's a problem.
但是人心里面的人心的冷漠，却好像人却容易忽略。
But the apathy in your heart, could easily be neglected.
你说哪一个带来的破坏更大呢？
And which kind of destruction do you say is worse?
这个可能我们要去思考。
So let's think about it.
也要去做一个判断。
And then you have to make a judgment yourself.
而这样的时候，我们看到人在困境当中面临了失落。
And we can see that in a very difficult situations, you can see that you can face the loss that you have.
这个失落的人不仅仅包括被鬼附的人，也包括那一群隔了身人。
So these kind of loss can be in the person who is possessed, and also in the crowd.
这个失落的背后更深的是他们失去了神的形象和样式。
And what also they have lost is worse is the image of God.
人最宝贵的价值是什么呢？
And what is the most valuable possession that we have in our life?
人是按照神的形象和样式创造的。
Because we are made in the image of God.
这个价值是任何物质都不能比的。
So this kind of value is above and beyond anything else.
而耶稣为了挽回这个人的生命价值。
And Jesus wanted to restore such value in this person.
我们可以看到他作为一个犹太人来到了外邦人居多的格拉森地。
And he was willing as a Jewish person to go into the Gentiles.
他要经过一个被犹太人看为不洁净的坟墓的地方。
And to pass through such an unclean place like the tombs.
他要和一个被世人都厌弃的疯子一样的人来互动接触。
To come up and to interact with unclean people like the possessed man.
如果你来叫我选择的话，可能我宁愿跳进粪坑救猪，也不要去那个。
So if you ask me to choose, maybe I would say that I'd rather jump into the pool of pig's waste than going to meet with this man.
但是耶稣他却愿意降低他自己。
But Jesus was willing to humble himself.
来到这里来拯救这一个人。
To come to such a place to meet with such a man.
为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣看重人的生命价值。
Because Jesus valued the importance of our life.
看重这个人身上所拥有的神的形象和样式。
Because he valued the image of God that we all possess.
他不单单看重这一个人，其实也看重其他的人。
So he not only does he cherish and value.The life of this person, he also valued the life of the rest of the people.
这群人虽然要赶他走，但是他却把这一个被鬼附得医好的人留在当地。
So the crowd wanted to ask Jesus to leave, but Jesus wanted to have this man who was restored in his mind to stay in with the crowd.
让他们有机会继续来认识耶稣。
So that the crowd will have a chance to hear about and know Jesus.
认识到耶稣是一位看重人生命价值的主。
So then they also will realize that Jesus is a value our life more than anything else.
他们还有机会来到主耶稣的面前来恢复他们的宝贵价值。
So he gave these people a chance to restore their relationship with Jesus.
那就是神的形象和样式。
And also to restore their image in God.
所以这样看来的话，我们的主已经把他看重人的生命价值，通过这样的一个经历，充分地表达出来。
So, through such a story and this experience, Jesus actually has already expressed what he thinks, was most valuable.
什么是世人的痛苦所在呢？
And so, what is the most, the source of most of our suffering?
那就是人失落了从神而来的形象和样式。
And that is when we lost our image that we get from God.
什么是耶稣基督的救恩呢？
And what is Jesus' salvation?
那就是耶稣基督恢复人的宝贵，恢复人的形象，从神而来的形象和样式。
And that's a restoration of our image and our value in Jesus.
耶稣带给人的生命改变不是那么容易的。
So it's not a simple thing for Jesus to make changes or to transform our lives.
不仅仅他道成肉身来到这个世界。
He has to become flesh and to come to this world.
也有他为世人的罪被钉在十字架上，但成来成全这个巨大的救恩。
He also went on the cross, be nailed on the cross for our sins.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主耶稣看重我们的生命价值。
The Lord Jesus value our lives.
他为我们付出如此的多。
He paid a very big price for us.
因着耶稣这一个看重，我们的生命也在里面得到了宝贵。
And because of Jesus valuing, putting our lives as the most valuable, our life, we have to understand that our lives is the most valuable.
我们的生命也可以经历改变。
And also we can experience transformation.
就像那一个被鬼附的医治的人一样。
Just like this possessed man.
这个改变呢，就是说我们以前可能和这个世界一样。
So the changes in us could be that in the past we were just like the rest of the world.
看待自己和别人的生命价值呢，常常用物质化的。
We materialize the value of our lives and other people's lives.
用一个人的财富的多少。
So we judge others by how much wealth they possess.
今天所可能不谈有多少头猪了。
Because today we don't count how many pigs you own.
但是你可以可能谈你有多少股票，有多少现金，有多大的房子等等。
But people look at you and then, you know, evaluate you with how much stock you have, how much wealth you possess.
也可以看一个人拥有多高的头衔和影响力啊等等。
But people will judge you by what reputations, what titles, what positions you're in.
不同的人都在他所处的环境里面呢，被物质化。被拉低而丧失了从神而来的形象和样子。
It looks like we are actually being pulled down just to be judged by the material possessions or things that we have instead of the image we have in God.
贫穷国家的人呢，生命价值可能被几头猪都抵消了。
And it looks like people who are in a poor country, their life can be evaluated by how many pigs they own.
而我们这里的人呢，可能我们的生命价值却被我们所追求的成功所拉低、所抵消掉。
And then we feel like now in our situation, the value of our lives are actually pulled down to the level of how much we own.
可能和猪几头猪相比来，数量上有差别，本质上有差别没有？本质上没有差别。
So what we own in a more civilized world.Maybe more than a few pigs that people in the poor country own, but then the essence of our value system is the same.
什么是偶像崇拜呢？
And what is idol worshiping?
偶像崇拜就是应该把给予神的崇拜，却给了我们自己或者这个世界上的某些东西。
And that means that the worship that what we should worship, which is God, we don't do that, and we instead.Took that kind of worship to other things or to ourselves.
当我们陷入偶像的崇拜的里面的时候呢，我们就失落了神的形象和样子。
When we're worshiping idols, we actually do not worship our God, so we lost the image we have in God.
在这个失落点里面呢，我们人又陷入痛苦，甚至是死亡。
In this kind of a loss of God's image, we put ourselves into a suffering situation.
最近看到一个以前的弟兄呢，在微信群里面他分享了一些事情。
In a WeChat conversation, I have gotten a message from a brother who hasn't been in touch for a while.
他谈到了他儿子有两个同学在这个暑假里面都失去了生命。
And he talked about two of his son's friends lost their lives just during this summer.
其中一个是从非洲来的初中同学呢，在回到非洲的家乡的时候，经历了鱼丝流，失去了生命。
So one friend of his sons was from Africa, and then he was away from Africa, but the summer he returned back to Africa and died during a mudslide.
另外一个悲剧呢，是他儿子的另外一个同学。
The other tragedy happened to his son's other friend.
14岁，2003年到2017年。
And he was 14 years old in 2017.
8月27号，因为忧郁症呢，自己结束了自己的生命。
He ended his own life in August 27 because of depression.
这个孩子因为学习压力大，就染上了抑郁症。
This child was under a lot of academic pressure, so he ended his own life.
他在遗言中这样写道。
In his last letter, he says,
我一直在登山。
I've been climbing the high mountain.
在汪洋大海中搏浪。
In the vast sea, I was fighting the waves.
哇，一个一直在登山在搏浪的人是多么的辛苦啊。
Imagine how much difficult work he must have been doing by climbing the high mountain and fighting the waves in the vast sea.
我们不知道这个辛苦对他来说是多么的大。
And we cannot truly understand how much this is for this child.
我们也不知道他为什么会染上抑郁症。
And we also don't know exactly why and how he had depression.
我们可能说，哎呀，你不要那么学习压力大嘛。
It might be easy for her to say, oh, just relax.
成绩没有那么好也可以啊。
It's okay to not have top grade.
做一个普通人呢。
Just be an ordinary person.
但是我想我们在座的人都知道，这种想法对于有些人是可能的，但对于有的人是不可能的，特别是对于那些比较聪明的人。
However, I think for most of us, we'll understand that, you know, to just try to tell yourself to relax may work for some, but then for most people it doesn't work, especially for those who actually are doing well academically.
这个年轻的初中生，他因为学习压力的问题，结束了自己的生命。
So we learned that this middle schooler ended his own life because of academic pressure.
我们也就是说，知道这个人的生命是怎么被夺取的。你成绩好，你就好；你成绩不好呢，你就什么不好。这种价值观破坏了他。
So we can see that a twisted value system actually destroyed him. Because for many people, we will evaluate a person by how much achievement this person has done.
而这个人的丧礼呢，是在教堂里面举行。
The funeral was taken place in the church.
由牧师来主持的。
And it was presided by a pastor.
可以猜想。这个小孩子的父母应该是信主的。
So we think that the child's parents might have been Christians.
很有可能这个小孩子也可能是从小去教会的。
This child may have been going to church all his life.
我不是要批评他的父母，也不是要批评他们所在的教会。
So we're not here to make a judgment on how his parents or what this church has done for the family.
因为学习成绩好，就这个人就好的这种价值观念呢。也不知道从哪里来的，可能是从外面别人那里来的，或者什么地方来的，不知道。
Because we know that such a value system to judge people by their academic achievement is not from particular area, particular person. We don't know where exactly this system came from.
我想强调的是，对于一个人来说，从耶稣而来的救恩，耶稣看着我们的生命价值，那是我们真正价值所在。
But then I just want to say that we have to recognize and know that the true value of our lives is from what Jesus has of the value of our lives.
我们可能在汪洋大海的学术海洋当中搏浪。
We might really also be fighting the waves in the sea.
有的时候也被浪呛得半死。
And in the academic world, you may feel like you are almost drowning.
我们没有失去我们生命的价值。
However, we do not lose the value of our lives.
我们在工作当中偶尔也有失败，
you,
我们仍然有价值。
You may experience failures in your work, but you have to remember you still are valuable.
甚至有的时候，我们也在家庭或婚姻的人际关系里面经历过挫败。
In your relationship, in your family, or with your relatives, your friends, you may not succeed or do very well, but you still have to recognize the value of your life.
我们可能正在处于一些各样的困境当中。
So you may be in very, very difficult situations.
我们有的时候好像面对一些困境，暂时也走不出来。
And you feel like there's no way out.
那我们这个时候还有价值吗？
Do you still think that there's value in your life?
仍然有价值。
You do.
因为耶稣看重我们生命的价值。
Because Jesus values our lives.
他看重我们生命里面神的形象和样式。
Because he values the image of God that we have in us.
当我们能拥抱耶稣这样的一个救恩的时候，
So when we can embrace such kind of salvation from Jesus.
有的时候在我们的挣扎当中，
In our own personal struggle.
我们就不会被这个世界和世界的价值观所破坏。
So we will not be destroyed by this world or the value of this world.
因为这个世界来的价值观有的时候就成为容易成为人的偶像，破坏人。
Because the value system of this world a lot of times become our idol and destroyed us.
当我们确信我们是在耶稣基督里面，我们的生命价值被耶稣所看重的时候，
When we can be sure that we are in Jesus and we can be sure of our value in Jesus' eye.
我们就有一个基础来面对世界的压力。
And there's a basis for us. There's a foundation in us, so that we can face the pressure from this world.
来脱离一种只是满足这个世界或者满足我们自己内心需要的一种被捆绑的生活。
So that we can get out of this kind of bondage that we always wanted to please this world to satisfy the value of this world.
我们才能够经历到从耶稣而来的喜乐。
And when we can get out of that, can we experience?The joy and peace from Jesus.
才能够经历到感恩。
And so that we can be thankful.
在喜乐和感恩里面能面对我们的生活。
In joy and peace, we can experience Jesus.
我们学习了一种新的价值观来看别人和自己。
And also we learn a new value system to see ourselves and see others.
那用什么标准来作为我们这样信仰的审查标准呢？
And so what is the standard for us to go by to look at ourselves and others?
一个从小去教会的弟兄给我分享了一个挣扎。
A brother actually once shared with me his own experience by being in the church ever since he was a little.
他说他非常努力要取得成功。
He said that he tried really hard to be successful.
好的成绩。
To have good grades.
好的学校。
To go to good schools.
将来要好的工作。
And to get good jobs.
他现在基本上把所有的心思都放在上面了。
And he put all his effort into doing this.
但是作为一个基督徒来说，他好像还有其他一些责任和义务要作用。
However, as a Christian, he feels like he has other obligations and requirements that he needs to fulfill.
他要在星期天来参加崇拜。
He has to come to worship every Sunday.
可能他要参加团契。
He has to go to fellowship.
这个对他来说成了一个挣扎，有的时候甚至成了一个巨大的痛苦。
So this actually becomes a struggle for him, and a lot of times it's very painful.
其实这样的挣扎不仅仅是他自己一个人的挣扎。
And we know that this is not only his own problem.
也是我们很多人的挣扎。
It's probably the same problem that many people struggle with.
这跟随耶稣和获取我们自己成就和利益的挣扎的时候。
Between following Jesus or gaining your own success.
我们曾经也有过相同的体会。
We have experienced the same things.
有的人可能我们已经都不挣扎了。
Some people don't even bother to struggle anymore.
你不挣扎，说明你可能是已经胜过了。
If you don't need to struggle anymore, that could either mean that you already overcome this problem.
但你不挣扎，也可能说明你放弃了，对不对？
It could also mean that you already have given up.
你就按照自己所喜好的去做了。
Just do whatever you want.
而这个挣扎好像还显示出来，我们的信仰生命还是活的。
But if you are struggling, that means that your faith is still alive.
虽然不是那么健康，但还在。
It may not be very healthy, but you still have a spiritual life.
特别有意思，我跟他聊天的时候，他跟我分享了他小时候背诵的一句话。
What's more interesting was that this brother shared with me something that he remembered from little.
什么话呢？
And what was that?
他小时候背的这句话，人的主要目的是什么？
He was asked when he was little, what is the purpose of life?
答案是，人的主要目的就是荣耀神，永远以他为乐。
So he says, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever.
有多少从小在教会长大的弟兄姐妹背过这句话？
How many people among us actually recite or memorize things like this?
我在想这句话真的很宝贵。
So I think this is actually very precious words for us.
这句话就回答了他的问题。
So this actually answers his own question.
可能也回答了我们很多人的问题。
He may have answered a lot of our questions.
那就是人摆脱这个挣扎的方法。
So what is the way to actually get out of the struggle?
在你所做的事情上，你是荣耀神，而不是荣耀自己。
So think about everything that you do. Do you glorify God or you glorify yourself?
你在你所做的事情上能够经历到从神而来的喜乐。
In everything you do, if you can experience the joy from the Lord.
因为你做的事情是从神来的。
And because the things that you do is from God.
不是你个人在做，乃是神在引导你。
Because you're doing things, God is doing things with you and for you, not just you yourself struggling.
在帮助你。
And God's helping you.
但如果我们选择荣耀自己。以世界为乐。
If you chose to glorify yourself and to enjoy worldly pleasure,
那就是我们在耶稣基督的救恩上形成了一种亏损。
So it becomes that we are short of glorifying God.
因为我们就把我们的生命价值降低。
Because we pull down the value of our lives.
低于这个世界。
As to be lower than this world.
而抹服了我们本有神的形象。
So we ignored.The image of God that we are supposed to have.
如此看来，问题不是你学习或工作努不努力的问题。
So we now understand that the problem is not how hard or whether or not you work hard in your study or at your work.
问题乃是你为什么要学习和工作。
And the question really was about why you study and why you work.
你为了谁？你依靠谁？
For who do you do so? Rely on whom do you do so?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Your brothers and sisters，
今天也是圣餐主日。
Today is also a day for Holy Communion。
我们一起来思考主耶稣的救恩。
Let's reflect upon God's salvation。
他为我们死，为我们复活。
Jesus died for us and resurrected for us。
他的救恩在我们的生命里面带来真正的宝贵和价值。
His salvation bring to us true value in our lives。
让我们能够恢复神造我们的荣美形象。
So then we can restore a glory, a glorified image in us from God.
这个救恩对我们来说好像是白白的。
So we feel like the salvation is free.
但对于耶稣来说却是一个舍命的爱。
But Jesus paid a great price for this.
下面我们预备心来领受圣餐。
Let's prepare our hearts for the Holy Communion.
也借着领受圣餐当中让我们也省察我们自己属灵的生命。
Through the receiving of the Holy Communion, we can reflect and examine our hearts.